flaws in audio systems. Orally weighted intermodulation disconsonance. Theory explanation. Frequencies with higher level of upper order harmonic distortion compared to level of lower order harmonic distortion are disconsonant with human hearing. Harmonic overtones. Harmonics are whole number multiples of a sound's fundamental frequency that psychoacoustically excites the overall timbre, adding depth, color, presence, character or warmth to a sound. Any sound which is more complex than a simple sine wave has inherent harmonic content above its fundamental pitch. This makes the timbral distinction between the sound of instruments. A violin sounds different versus a flute, piano, or guitar also when all playing the same note. https://scienceblogs.com/starts-with-a-bang/2010/05/10/don-t-u-hear-that harmonic distortion. When audio signal travels through an electronic device, we ideally want the output signal to be similar to the input signal. But the thing is, every processor has some harmonics that were not present in the input signal. Naturally, this has got to do with the nature of the components electronic. Since these added harmonics are a distortion of the input signal, we refer to this as harmonic distortion. We express harmonic distortion in percentage and note it with %THD or actually total harmonic distortion. These same additive principles are at play when passing audio through analog equipment. Their components also add artifacts to the signal, altering and adding to the original sound. Physical limitations of the electrical components create these distortions, which together change the source sound. Some components like vacuum tubes and transformers distort the sound in a musical way when well designed, meaning they are not much disturbing the listening experience. Bad design digital equipment may add lots of distortion to the output signal, which is perceived as disturbing, making the music sound less transparent, overly warm or very harsh. The degree to which we drive the limitations of these components determines how prevalent the distortion will be. Please refer to explanation about harmonic distortion and intermodulation distortion. The dotted line in the graphic below indicates the principle of the human ear oral harmonic envelope. Overtones, K2, K3, staying with their levels below the human hearing oral harmonic envelope, will not negatively influence the sound perception. The human ear allows for higher levels of lower order harmonic overtones than it does for higher order harmonic overtones. Harmonic consonants asterisk. The cochlea is the part of the inner ear devoted to hearing. It is a 35 mm long spiral fluid filled tunnel of reducing aperture embedded in bone with 12,000 outer hair cells spread every 10 microns in sets of 4, each tuned to a different frequency. https://scienceblogs.com/starts-with-a-bang/2010/05/10/don-t-u-hear-that https://scienceblogs.com/starts-with-a-bang/2010/05/10/don-t-u-hear-that Studies via instrumenting sets of outer hair cell neurons have verified the creation of harmonics within the cochlea. Those studies documented already in 1924 that the human ear produces such harmonics by itself. Inspecting this data, the second harmonic of a 1 kHz fundamental tone is 50 dB above the threshold of hearing. The ear creates significant levels of the second harmonic, to an amount of nearly 10% of the fundamental for sound pressure levels, SPLs, of 90 dBA and above. Even for the moderate SPL of 80 dBA, the second harmonic is at the equivalent of 65 dB or normal voice level, and the third at 45 dB. This is still 40 dB above the average human threshold of hearing, yet one does not hear the harmonics as a separate tone. Only a single pure tone is heard. The ear brain appears to be able to completely suppress the sound of a range of harmonics if they conform to this specific pattern. This pattern is the oral harmonic envelope. It follows that this same mechanism will mask harmonics arising in the sound reproduction chain if they follow this pattern. If the harmonics do not follow this pattern, the ear-brain indeed detects these as new tones. Therefore, we perceive any sound system that generate this harmonically consonant envelope as transparent, for all but extreme frequencies and sound pressure levels. Those sound systems that generate harmonic overtones outside the oral harmonic envelope will be perceived as distorted, less transparent. Oral harmonic envelope versus THD or IMD. In 1925, Edward Kellogg, the co-inventor of the moving coil loudspeaker, suggested that 5% distortion is the permissible limit for audio systems. Also, he suggests sound system quality is diminished if the distortion products are not of low order. 1937 Radio Manufacturers Associations published, when performing the sum of the individual harmonics, the amplitude of the nth harmonic is multiplied by n2. The contribution of second harmonic is thus unchanged, but higher harmonics are more and more severely weighted due to the general agreement that higher order harmonics are more offensive to the ear. Intermodulation distortion, IMD, and total harmonic distortion, THD, measurements widely used today do not incorporate any of such weighting of higher order harmonics compared to lower ones. Designing audio system equipment with very low THD and IMD requires measures like overall feedback loops and others. Those measures in turn create other issues to the output sound. Systems that produce higher THD, up to 5%, but in consonance with the oral harmonic envelope produce much better, far outstanding sound experience. Well-designed triode amplifiers with zero feedback in an audio system of an accordingly high quality, including matching good speakers, can deliver unexpected live-alike sound feeling in terms of timbre, coloration, transparency, air between the tones, spaciousness soundstage, and ability to locate instruments and vocals. Such amplifiers will produce higher levels of lower-order harmonic distortion, but low levels of higher-order harmonic distortion, consonant with the oral harmonic envelope, the human hearing. Reference: A New Methodology for Audio Frequency Power Amplifier Testing Based on Psychoacoustic Data That Better Correlates with Sound Quality, by Daniel H. Cheever, BSEE 1989, University of New Hampshire. Orally weighted intermodulation disconsonance. Critical are systems that cannot generate a minimum low frequency multi-test tone level where higher order harmonics are within the oral harmonic envelope limits, i.e. disconsonant with human hearing. Impact on listening. Systems that produce higher levels of harmonic distortion, disconsonant with the oral harmonic envelope, sound less transparent, have less clarity in their sound reproduction. Such systems create a soundstage experience that is less spacious and provides less ability to locate individual instruments or vocals positions. The sound reproduction of such systems provides an impression of sound playing from the speakers rather than an impression of a live or soundstage feeling. Their sound is less open, less wide, kind of behind a curtain. Such systems tend to sound unnatural, compressed and fatiguing. Systems that produce predominantly even-order harmonics sound rather overly warm, and systems producing predominantly odd-order harmonics sound rather sharp. They slow down transients, constraining vitality, reducing musical contrast. What can I do when an audio system buying? This is an utmost important criteria when buying a system. A system that artificially adds distortion not consonant with the oral harmonic envelope will continue to do so. The type of flaw is severe and very difficult, if not impossible, to fix. Know what distortion sounds like before you buy a system. Listen, for example, to the difference of a violin and a cello. Compare the listening with a higher quality system to see if the sound system under test delivers acceptable quality of the sound character of such instruments. Systems that are disconsonant with the oral harmonic envelope alter the timbre, i.e. the character of instruments and vocals. Specification details might not prevent you from being misled. They are hardly to understand and have to be read and understood in context. Total harmonic distortion or intermodulation distortion numbers don't indicate the consonants with the orally harmonic envelope. Setting up. If the system adds lots of distortion at listening levels, there is not much you can do about it. Some overstrained systems add lots of distortions. This holds true for every component in the whole audio system. Make sure to not overstrain any of the components of your system with independent volume control. Listening to. If the system adds lots of distortion at listening levels, there is not much you can do about it. It might help to listen at lower levels. That might prevent overstraining the system.